EHRICD-10 and PQRS may sound like alphabet soup to you, but most doctors around the country know exactly what those acronyms stand for. They are programs championed by the federal government to improve quality and to bring medicine into the electronic age. But in Alaska, where small medical practices are the norm, the new requirements can be a heavy burden, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Dr. Oliver Korshin doesn't want to use electronic records in his office. Starting next year, the federal government will penalize him for that choice, withholding 1% of his Medicare payments. So in February, the 71-year-old ophthalmologist mailed in a form requesting an exemption. He had to indicate which exemption category fit his situation.
The only one that possibly applied to me was disaster. So I picked disaster, and I described my disaster as old age, and I submitted as my supporting document a copy of my passport.
Korshin practices 3 days a week in the same small office in East Anchorage he's had for three decades. Many of his patients have aged into their Medicare years right along with him, like the 86-year-old woman visiting on a recent afternoon for a regular checkup.
Okay, come on forward and put your chin on the chin rest, and your head has to be right against the band.
Korshin has just one employee, a part-time nurse, and his lease runs out in 4 years when he will be 75 and expects to retire. He says for his tiny practice, electronic medical records just don't make sense. It would cost too much to make the switch and maintain a new system.
No possible business model would endorse that kind of implementation in a practice that's situated like mine. It's crazy.
Korshin will lose another 1.5% of his Medicare payments next year for failing to enroll in PQRS, a federal program that requires doctors to report quality data. And then there's ICD-10, a new coding system also set to take effect in the fall of 2015. Korshin says small practices can't keep up with all the federal requirements.
This flurry of things one has to comply with and rules that cost money and time to comply with mean that unless you work for a large organization like a hospital that can devote specific staff and time to dealing with these issues, there's no economy of scale. I can't share these expenses with anybody.
Korshin may seem like an outlier, being so close to retirement with such a small practice. But according to the State Medical Association, he's not alone. The association's Mike Hogan says half of the doctors in Alaska are over the age of 50, and very few are employed by large organizations.
Most practices in Alaska are small practices. They're 1, 2, and 3 doctor practices. The number of really large practices, and that's relative in Alaska, is you can practically count them on one hand.
Hogan says he hears a lot of complaints from doctors who are feeling overwhelmed by the federal requirements for practicing medicine. And he worries the burden is forcing many, especially older doctors, to consider retiring early.
There won't be some flashing neon sign that we ever see that says X number of doctors have left. It's a very quiet process, and that, for me, that's the scary part, because you take a look at the Medical Association membership a year or two from now, or just the number of practicing doctors, and it may be smaller. And access to care in this state is a real issue.
But Rebecca Madison thinks a lot of doctors would decide to stay in practice if they had help with the transition to electronic health records. That's Madison's job as executive director of Alaska eHealth Network. She works to make it as easy as possible for providers to make the switch to EHRs, and she encounters a lot of resistance.
We hear everything from it'll never work for them, it's too costly for them, especially for some of the older providers in the state who are coming towards the end of their time in their practice, and that's a huge investment.
Madison tries to sell doctors on the benefits. Electronic records can make their offices more efficient and give them better data on the care they're providing, and it will make it easier when it comes time to sell their practices. Madison also sees the issue from the patient's perspective.
My whole goal, and the reason I got into this in 2006 when I started this process, is to give the data to the patient. They deserve to have it. It's their data. They should be able to access it.
But Madison says she understands electronic records won't work for every doctor, and she thinks that's okay. Remember Oliver Korshin and his letter asking the federal government for an exemption from the electronic records requirement due to old age? He got a response through Senator Murkowski in May. It was denied. Korshan says he will continue practicing regardless, the old-fashioned way. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.